Hello, thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
48237.
48237?
Right.
Just a moment. Verify your first and last name.
Dale Glaybach.
Verify your address.
24681 Park Lawn.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that you placed an order for the Prime Fit watches.
Yes.
How can we help you tonight, sir?
Well,
if you got a great deal on that.
Yeah, I already got
package.
That. What it was a mistake. I was trying to check how I did that the first time, because I was trying to go over how with the order, and then, oh, I guess I was tired. I'm 70, you know, and after it showed the final order amount, which is just the one watch, it said submit my order. But then when I did that, it said, oh, you need a strap for the watch. But I didn't want the strap. I just kept focusing on submitting the order. But instead, I wound up, every time I pressed submit my order, I was ordering something else. I thought it was just rejecting because I didn't press the button for that particular picture. I just went by the picture and kept pressing submit the order. So I wound up an order for like $79 worth of stuff, which is all a mistake. All I was going to do was order the first one.
Okay, so from my understanding, you only wanted one of the watches, the smartwatch. I mean, the fitness tracker, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're the fitness tracker? Well, let me look at the, how much is the fitness tracker then?
Looks as if the fitness tracker is, you're paying $4.97 shipping and handling.
Okay.
But like I said, this is a great bundle. You're only paying $79.86 for all of this. What I can do for you, since it's kind of pricey.
I'm very bad question priciness. It was just a complete mistake. I was trying to skip through them to get to the end to submit my final order for just the one thing, which was the what I got was awarded for helping the T-Mobile survey. And I'm on a fixed income, so I can't afford all that stuff. And so I'm just calling to say don't send it out, you know, because I don't have the money to do that. But I guess it's come out of my bank account now. But they did it as separate transactions. So I got one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, five separate transactions. Yeah, well, that's horrible. Wow, I really screwed up. But all of those transactions were a mistake. I just thought it was just asking me, do you want this? And by not pressing the picture, I just felt like I was just saying, no, just submit my order. I was trying to do is submit the original order. And I thought I was rejecting each one as I pressed submit, meant just go on to the next one. But I don't know why I didn't think that it might be interpreted as being, as it didn't say, do you want this or something? And I'd say, yes, then submit the order. But it showed a picture of it. And I just said, well, I don't want it. I'm just going to submit the original order all the time. You know, it didn't say, you know, buy this and submit the order. Then that's different. But it just said, it had a picture of something, and then I submit the order, and I said, I just want to keep going on to the last page. So I kept pressing submit the order to get me to the last page. So none of those things that I want, and I just don't want them. I was just doing a thing for T-Mobile because I liked the company, and they wanted me to take a survey. And at the end of it, they said, well, you got a gift coming for taking the survey. And I picked out the one thing I wanted, which was that, and you know, it wasn't that big thing that I wanted, but if T-Mobile wants to give me a gift, taking the survey, I'll pick out something, and that's fine. It was just like an innocuous moment, and I'll just take this thing, and it's only so much shipping. And then all this other stuff was totally a mistake.
Okay.
So can you fix it in any way?
I can go ahead and cancel the entire order.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, my dear. I'm sorry. I never should have gone even back to the site. I'm just looking through it a little bit, and I didn't know that I was going to stumble into doing all that havoc. Well, I'm glad you're still up and everything else. Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Just so happy. Well, the only thing is they've already been taken out of my account. So, oh, no, it says they're processing. But I don't know if you can stop them when they're processing. So yeah, I guess you got to gradually try to refund it. But it was, you know, I didn't mean if it takes a while. Or, yeah. That's too bad. It already went through, didn't it? I mean, I'm seeing it in my bank account. They took each amount out and they're processing it now. I don't know if you can reverse that. It hasn't actually gone through yet. It's just processing. But I don't know. Whatever you can do, I appreciate it.
All right. So if I went ahead and got this canceled for you, you should receive a cancellation within 24 hours. If they actually put a hold on the account, it'll be 3 to 5 business days for it to be processed back into your account.
Oh, if they put a hold on what? Who puts a hold on?
You said it was processing. If they go ahead and take the money, then it'll take 3 to 5 days for us to place it back into your account.
Well, but either way, it'll come eventually. Well, thank you so much. I don't deserve a speedy treatment. You know, I'm the one who caused the problem. But I really appreciate getting my refund. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's funny. I just going to take a survey, and then I got this present, and I just got careless at night. See, it's my time. I'm in Michigan, so it's almost midnight. It's 11:30 p.m., and that's kind of past my bedtime. I'm 71. Very healthy and old man.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in the customer service. You have a great rest of your evening.
Yeah, I can sleep now. Thank you so much. Bye.